Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Though Boston was largely spared by Hurricane Sandy late last year, a new study says if the storm had hit Boston at high tide, 6% of the city would have been flooded. One of the most vulnerable flood areas in the city is along the Muddy River, which snakes through the Fenway to the Charles River. After nearly two decades of planning and negotiations, city, state, and federal agencies are now beginning a project to protect the city from flooding by restoring the Muddy River to its original state. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
It's a bitterly cold day with a sharp wind when I meet Fran Gershwin. She's chair of the Muddy River Restoration Project Maintenance and Management Oversight Committee. We duck inside the old Sears building, which is now office and retail space known as the Landmark Center, and look out the window.
What are we looking at?
What we're looking at is what people usually call a traffic circle. It's right in front of the Landmark Center.
You might be familiar with the jug handle, that traffic loop near Landmark Center. In the 1950s, you could look out the window of the Sears building and see the Muddy River flowing by, with paths on either side. It extended through the fens, wrapped through Charles Gate, and emptied into the Charles River. It was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted in the late 1800s, and before the Charles River Dam was built, the river flowed through the entire area.
The change occurred in the 1950s when Sears Roebuck said, "We need more parking. We don't have enough parking. And unless you give us parking, Mr. Mayor, we're going to move." And as a result, what happened is that what was a beautiful landscape got converted to a parking lot.
The river was pushed underground through drains that weren't big enough to handle heavy rains. And that's when the trouble began, says former Governor Michael Dukakis.
I grew up next to the Muddy River. I mean, I'm a Brookline kid.
In fact, the town of Brookline was first known as the hamlet of Muddy River. Dukakis says in 1983, it was obvious to him the river needed to be dredged, expanded, and have invasive plants removed.
And before I left office, I left a plan on Bill Wells' desk to do precisely that. That was in 1991. He didn't do a darn thing about it. So much so that the choking of the river led directly to this terrible flooding, which took place, I can't remember, 1995, 1996, flooded the Green Line subway, knocked it out of action for months. It was just horrible.
The flooding caused nearly $60 million in damages. Still, it's taken 17 years since then for a project similar to what Dukakis proposed to get underway. The project had to navigate the interests of the federal and state governments, the city of Boston, and the town of Brookline. The river is part of the national and state registries of historic places. The list of permits and documents issued is 3 pages long. Fran Gershwin says the project really started moving when the federal government agreed to pick up the majority of the $92 million price tag.
The immediate driving factor and the reason that we have the federal funding, 65% of the construction funding is being paid by every American citizen instead of just the citizens of Massachusetts, Brookline, or Boston. And that is the storm damage reduction, which is one of the major goals of the project.
Rising sea levels don't affect the Muddy River because it's behind the Charles River Dam. But more severe storms do pose a threat of flooding. For this reason, Congress approved the money and assigned the Army Corps of Engineers to run the project. Mike Keegan is a project manager.
It's something that has a lot of benefits. Flood risk management is kind of the hook that the Corps is getting involved in and what brings us into the project, but it has an environmental restoration benefit. It also restores Olmsted's waterway, which was somewhat lost in some sections, and this would bring it back to the way Olmsted had it when he finished the project in the late 1800s.
In Phase 1, the Corps is removing 200 trees in preparation for dredging the river and realigning traffic. This upsets some people who believe the restoration will hurt the river habitat more than it will help. Hillary Johansson is one of the founders of the Save the Muddy River Collegiate Alliance. She says the Corps is cutting down valuable trees.
There are a few trees that are very, very large and very, very old oak trees that it just seems to me that at least those should be able to stay.
The Corps says it's looking at what fits best with the landscape, and they're putting as many trees as they can back in the area. The long delays in the Muddy River Restoration Project are a cautionary tale as cities such as Boston consider large-scale changes to prepare for global warming. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.